now a primary school principal in Croydon, London, had to scale back plans for her school's LGBT Pride March after complaints from parents. They instead held a gay pride assembly, with the school saying they wanted to teach children that different families are made in different ways and we accept and love everyone. Now, is the school right, is it a primary school, in fact, the right place to learn about LGBT issues, or is that simply too young to learn about the complexities of the modern world? What do you think? Would you want your kids to be taught of LGBT rights, or in terms of how it works? When you're at school and you're primary school before, you would have been told, you know, families are made up of mummies and daddies. You might have your granny living with you. This would be, well, families can have two daddies, two mummies, one mummy, whatever way that might work. 03030 80 55 55. With me now is John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project and the teacher and commentator Simon Waugh. Good morning to you both.
Good morning,
Danny. John, you, first of all, I assume you would welcome this type of education in primary schools.
Very much so, Vinny. I think that LGBT young people, as well as children who come from same-sex families, have every right to learn about families like them, have every right to learn about LGBT culture and LGBT history. And it's important that schools provide a safe environment for those young people so that they know that the school recognises that they have two mums or two dads and that that's something that's completely accepted. Having looked a little bit further into this beyond the Daily Mail article, what's clear is that this event was about more than just LGBT people. The theme for the event was Proud to Be Me, and to celebrate what makes them proud of themselves and their family. I don't see how anyone could have an objection to that. The fact is that, well, as I see it, there are people who heard the word pride and assume that it's something that they should have an objection to. It's also worth noting that across England, Scotland and Wales, LGBT issues are part of the statutory curriculum. Schools are required to cover these issues, and it's important that they do so. Unfortunately, it's not the case here in Northern Ireland, but we're hoping that that's something that will be changed.
And is that something you believe should be done with the consent of parents, or should that just be the way it is when your kid is in school? They will be taught about this in primary school.
I think we have to deal with the realities of the world, and the idea that young people, even as young as four, aren't coming into contact with LGBT people and LGBT families is absolutely ludicrous. This is a reality of our world. Teaching young people that families exist in all different forms and all different ways is important information to give to them, and I think it's completely appropriate that schools do so. I don't see any other...
Just to clarify that, John, should it be something that you have to have parental consent for?
No, I don't believe it's something you should have to have consent for, just like you shouldn't have to have consent to teach people that there are people of different ethnicities and different races, that there are people of colour who exist. The fact is LGBT people exist. This isn't something that is under question. We are a reality of society, and teaching young people about realities of society isn't something that we should have to put to question by parents.
Simon?
Well, I'd like to start by saying, look, we live in a diverse society where people of different, as you mentioned, faiths, nationalities, sexual inclination are embraced. Good. But there are limits. And, you know, any discussion on LGBT issues should not start at either primary or middle school level. It's totally inappropriate. Why are we talking to children of that age about same-sex issues, or even marriage for that case? You know,
just outline for me, Simon, why you think it's inappropriate.
Well, because I just think at that age we shouldn't be talking about sexual issues in any form.
Should we not separate here, Simon, the issue of LGBT and sexual issues? Because you can teach someone, a child, about how a family could have two fathers, two mothers, without going into detail on their sexual preferences. You know, you don't do that when you teach a kid of 4 years old that you have a mummy and a daddy, or you maybe have one mummy and your granny might live in the house. I remember being taught about that at school.
Well, I think that's appropriate, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. I mean, as far as I understand that children are getting younger and younger, are seeing things on the internet that they shouldn't, and that has to be addressed. But as far as the primary pupil's digital world is concerned, that is the responsibility of parents, you know. And if a parent is incapable of honouring that basic responsibility, then quite honestly, they're not worthy of being parents. But I don't... Look, we as society, we talk far too much about sex. It's everywhere. Magazines, TVs. We understand
I understand what you're saying, Simon, but it's a slightly different topic we're talking about.
About sex.
You know, I can't hear two
being used this morning. Sexual inclinations, preferences, talking about young people.
No, they shouldn't be.
Information online.
Let's be clear.
Many
be spoken to about people's sexual preferences.
Okay.
No.
Right. One at a time, Simon, let John finish and I'll bring you back in.
Many of these young people have LGBT members of their family. They're going to have uncles, they're going to have siblings, they're going to have cousins who are LGBT.
So what?
That they understand what that is. This idea that we're trying to teach children and young people about sex is absolutely ludicrous. What we're talking about is teaching them about the realities of the world, that two men can have a relationship, that two women can have a relationship. Just like we don't teach children that their parents are having sex so that they can be conceived, we're not talking about teaching young people about sexual relationships. We're talking about teaching them about the realities of the world, of their world, and the reality that relationships exist and families exist in many different ways. And within
that's
school,
up to parents.
I would be very surprised.
That is purely for parents. If they want that angle brought in at primary school level,
what
I can think of, there are many, many more important
what
things
angle?
I'm
there
concerned
no
that a school teacher should
okay.
be teaching them.
Well, I think going back to what John had mentioned earlier, Simon, in relation to the fact that we are aware that gay people exist, so what angle do you mean, just to be clear?
What are you asking me?
Yes, you mentioned the angle, and this should be left to parents if you want to take that angle. I just want to be clear.
I mean,
if
it comes from a child, and a child says back home with a parent, how come that Johnny or Maria has got two women looking after him or her? And then perhaps the mother can touch on it. Well, that's just, you know, some families live like that. You know, that's just, you know...
What about looking at it from a different angle, Simon? For example, if you are a child, you're 4 or 5 years old and you're in primary school and you do have two mummies. So when you're being taught about families and the makeup of families and they don't include yours, how would that impact, do you think, on that child?
Well, it's up to the parent. That's up to the parent to explain.
So, to explain why it's not being...
A parent will have explained that in the first place.
No, but to explain why, that when they're teaching all the other kids in that class about what families are and how they can be made up, how do you explain to that child why theirs is left out?
Well, I think, yes, it could be mentioned, I would imagine. I would imagine that a teacher would... Look, I've never been a primary school teacher, and I would imagine that it's incumbent on the teacher to mention that there are gay parents, perhaps. Okay, that is acceptable. But this idea of sort of sending them on some sort of gay pride march and just choking them up in the issue. And I just
misinformation.
Think the least said the better.
Okay, and just to clarify, with the gay pride march that the school had planned, it was within the school. This was not going to the gay pride event in a nearby town. It was within the school, Simon. And
so,
because of the complaints from some teachers, they had a gay pride assembly. Let's take a call on this. Jan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, goodness. See that old nonsense stuff? I never... You see, the world's going madder and madder and madder.
Okay,
and
explain what you mean by that, Jan. Why are you calling it nonsense?
See that gentleman that was talking before me? Well, he's perfectly right in everything he says. I never, when my days in school, I never heard such a load of rubbish. I never ever heard anything about gay.
That's the point some people are trying to make, because some people are gay, John, and there may have been gay people year.
So they may be gay and all that. Well, we used to call them funny, so we did, but it didn't
make
any
difference. All right, John, thank you for your call. 030 30 80 55 55. There is that fear that exists, John, still does. That if you teach your kids about gay issues, it can impact them in a negative way. You know, where do you think that comes from?
I think that comes from a perspective of fear. Comes from a perspective of complete misunderstanding of who LGBT people are.
You don't think it comes from some of the gay pride? You don't think it comes from some of the gay pride marches, which can be quite sexual?
Yes, there are aspects of pride parades across the world. Thankfully, not here in the UK and Ireland, where we see relatively sexualized images and relatively
well, they are in London.
Activity. But, you know, and I think that's an aspect of the LGBT world, but it's certainly not what
but
we're
think,
trying to
do,
present.
I get
children.
What you're saying, but do you think does that feed into that fear? I'm not saying it justifies it, but do you think that feeds into that fear that some people have? Maybe these parents that complain in this circumstance.
Well, I mean, often what you find, Vinny, is people who oppose this type of approach within schools have a fundamental opposition to LGBT people. They'll be opposed to LGBT rights, LGBT visibility, LGBT equality. And I think it does come from a perspective.
It's a very presumptuous thing.
It certainly comes
say.
From a perspective of misinformation and misunderstanding of who LGBT people are. I think, you know, we bandy around this word pride to reflect specifically a parade and a type of LGBT culture. But the term pride is such an important term, not just for LGBT people, but across our wider society. I think particularly when we look at this event where there was an attempt to hold an event which is called Proud to Be Me, and there were parents within the school who were intending to protest that event, which children and young people from that school were planning to take.
But you would obviously support someone's right to protest and to maybe disagree with what their kids are taught at school.
I do. I don't think it's appropriate to go and protest 4 to 11-year-olds who are taking part in an event which is called Proud to Be Me, recognising the importance of them
and
their
I think
family.
That's what the school teacher was trying to avoid then when the news of this protest was brought to her. She then decided to change plans so that those kids weren't confronted with that. Yes, Simon, go ahead.
This idea, because I strongly object to having anything like this, answer questions about this topic, yes. Support the children when necessary, yes. Accept, of course. But proselytize, no. Instigate discussions, I think that the bare minimum as far as I'm concerned. But to allow this to suggest to me
that
I'm homophobic, I take great exception to that because some of my best friends are gay. I'm surrounded here in London by a gay community.
But when you say
I
keep
like
things...
them, you know, they're part of society... which I accept. I'm here talking about primary school children and this proselytizing to young children.
Okay.
It makes me feel, and I know a lot of people feel the same way as I do. It makes us feel very uncomfortable.
Explain what you mean by proselytizing. What do you think we're telling young people other than LGBT people exist and that it's okay to be LGBT? What part of that are you so offended by?
I just feel that that is a parent's responsibility to tell their children. Can I just finish? I don't think you should have organised events, for instance, at school.
What about the curriculum then, Simon? Staying with what the initial point we were trying to make, should young children in primary school be taught that LGBT people exist, you know, and your family may be made up of LGBT people? Should that be in this curriculum?
If it's causing a problem amongst the children and they bring it up, then perhaps the point should be addressed. And I think perhaps it could be mentioned in passing. But look...
What do you think, Simon, and just to... Well, I need to wrap this up shortly, but if there are children in a classroom, and I understand 4 or 5 is very young, but people... You know, when they're taught certain things, it can change and shape how they grow up, their perception of themselves and others around them. So awareness of gay people, that it's not something necessarily to be frightened of, or indeed, in fact, if you find yourself to be gay, it's not something that comes as a complete shock at that moment.
It's part of
life. That myth is then dispelled.
Because it can also lead to confusion. At that age, look, I want to make absolutely clear to you, I've never taught at primary level, but I would imagine, and I've got... 2 grandsons who are this age, and it could so lead to confusion. They may then think, well, perhaps I'm gay, or should I be gay? I don't know.
I don't quite think it works Simon. But
what's wrong with a young person questioning, I don't know whether I'm gay, I don't know whether I'm straight? The entire premise of that idea...
Look, homosexuality is very much...
One at a time. Simon, you finish your point, and then John, I promise I'll bring you back in.
I mean, homosexuality is not the norm, is it?
Well,
the norm.
You see, now you say words like that, Simon, and you know you will upset many people because for many people, homosexuality is norm. It is their norm. It might not be yours, but it is theirs.
Minority of people, but it's only a small minority.
Oh, so if it's a minority, it's fine. Let's stick them in a box and forget about them.
No, don't forget about them. But look, if you If you say to young kids, about four or five, you try and make it out to them that it's sort of 50-50, that some people are born heterosexual, some people are born homosexual.
That's a fact.
50. Pardon?
Well, is that not a fact?
Yeah, but not in terms of numbers, I'm saying.
Okay.
If you're a betting man, you would bet that a child...
But my point is, for many people, they take the stance that you don't just decide. I know some people do believe that there is influences, but you don't decide what sexuality you are. Therefore, just by someone saying some people are gay, it doesn't make you gay. Just like by telling straight people, you know, you could be gay, it doesn't mean that they decide to do that. You know, it's...
I understand that, but you could phrase it like, a few people are gay. Most people are heterosexual, but there are a few people, and we accept those people, and I accept those people, and society accepts those people, and I think we've been enriched because we do. The point I'm making is it can lead to confusion in a child's mind.
When you talk about minorities, Simon, to take what you've said to its logical conclusion, then do you believe that, you know, other minorities, we shouldn't discuss issues with them, but maybe it's ethnicity, race, you know, should that not be brought up in school because the majority of, for example, that particular school or country is
white? If it's causing a problem in the school, then perhaps it needs to be addressed. Yes. As I said at the start of this, we live in a diverse society. The children can see it around them. You know, people of different faiths, I mentioned, nationalities, sexual
orientation. So we educate them about them. So if it's maybe not something that's on your doorstep now or ever, but it's something that you're aware of, you understand.
Yeah, and children, when they come up and they meet people of different faiths, different nationalities, different sexual orientations, they will gradually get used to that this is the way society is.
So that I think that brings it back to the issue then of should we start to educate them in a very simple, plain way?
No, not at primary level.
Okay, let's bring some calls in at this point. Brian in Andersonstown, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. Just let this quick comment to me. I do respect the LGBT rights and so forth. I mean, that's no problem. But when I was growing up in primary school, secondary school, I was, and my friends as well, I was never told or learned about the facts of life. I learned as I went through life. But I don't agree with four-year-olds starting their...
Well, we're not talking about the facts of life.
No, enough. But it's to do with... I think it's to do with, you know, all the points of facts of life are what you should have been taught, which I should have been taught. But I think it's a bit young for 4 years. Yes, let them learn in their years, but not when they're 4 years old.
Okay.
A lot of things on their mind, their wee minds, that they want to enjoy and explore, but not...
Okay, Brian, thank you. Okay. Ryan in Belfast. Ryan, go ahead.
Yes, the point I like to make is, what happens when the kids go to school and the religious education and also sex education? How is the teachers meant to explain what happens when they're talking about...
I get where you're going with that, but if you're teaching, I'm also aware that it's the school holiday, so I don't want anyone to go into any detail, but if you're teaching the facts of life, they are what they are, regardless of your sexuality.
Yes, but the religious education is by Adam and Eve, so obviously you're telling kids different according to the Bible.
Okay, last word on this to you, John O'Doherty.
Well, you heard earlier the mention of the word proselytizing. If we're going to teach kids in a faith-based perspective that one relationship is right and one relationship is wrong, that is proselytizing towards young people. Look, I think, you know, the idea that being gay is not the norm is in itself homophobic. The fact is that being straight is just common. It doesn't make it normal. When it comes to young people within schools, they have the right to this information, they deserve this information, and they require this information. And the idea that teaching young people that LGBT people exist will somehow lead to confusion or lead them to question whether or not they're gay. We've heard these arguments for decades, and it just is not based in any form of reality. All young people deserve to have deserve to learn about the diversity of families that exist, and also, when appropriate, have the right to learn that different people have different sexual orientations, and that every sexual orientation is right, and the child should have the right, or the young person should have the right, to define their sexual orientation for themselves.